Welcome to Create Photography. This is Daniel Sieg. In today's episode, I will have a conversation with Morten Andresen. Morten is a street photographer based in Oslo, Norway. Morten, I'm very excited to speak with you today about your photography and your journey.
Thank you so much, and thanks a lot for having me. It's exciting.
Wonderful. So let's start with your work as a television director. So I was very interested to read that, and you know, I'm just curious if you could maybe tell me a little bit more about your work.
Yeah, so I've always been interested in like film and TV, television, since I was a little kid. And I started to actually do some work already when I was like 15 years. I got more and more into it and very interested in television work, especially. Mm-hmm. So I started a documentary school here in Oslo, which focused on television documentary. Mm-hmm. And I was done there with my education in 2002, I think. And I've been working ever since.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And is your work focused still on? Is a lot of it is documentary? So you're obviously directing. So it's. I assume it's also about telling the story and, you know, bringing things together and organizing things. And
So I worked like maybe for like 10, 15 years as a director. And for the last 5-7 years, I've been more working with like a post-producer and a producer. But I still do some directing. And, you know, it's I've done some serious documentary work, but usually how it goes in this business, you end up like doing documentary shows, workplace realities and reality shows and stuff like that, mm-hmm. as well. So I've done like everything from
just a little
Dancing with the Stars to X on the Beach to everything.
So you're used to big productions and all kinds of things, I'm sure.
I've mostly done like small documentary shows. I don't know what the English word is for it. It's like docu-reality in a way.
Oh, okay.
Where reality you follow shows, like yeah. mm-hmm. different subcultures and stuff like that. I've worked like on 8 seasons of a show where we follow Norwegians traveling to like Spain and Crete on holiday.
Hmm.
And it's kind of funny and
that sounds fun.
Easy to watch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. Yeah. Well, so I'm curious now, getting a little bit more into your photography. How did your work as a director impact your street photography work?
Both as a director and a post-producer, I've always been like really interested in colorful situations and scenes, mm-hmm. and we use color a lot, you know, to grab the viewer's attention. So we also focus on that a lot in the post-production part of the of the work. And I also, when I was working as a director, I think I was like a pain in the ass for the photographer because I was so focused on the pictures as well. You know, my job was actually just to to make situations happen in front of the camera, but I was also hanging over the photographer all the time and bugging him a lot. So
So speaking of color, so one of the things that stood out to me or stands out to me. In your street photography is actually the use of color. I feel like I see a lot of primary colors, you know, strong blues, reds, yellows, and so forth. Of course, also secondary colors and so forth. But first of all, I'm curious, it sounds like is that a deliberate choice? And also maybe more speaking of you're from Oslo, correct? So is Oslo actually a very colorful city as well?
Some parts of Oslo is very colorful, and it's usually the parts I'm in. but Oslo is probably just like every other big city, you know. It can be kind of gray in the central area and in the business part of town. But I usually like to shoot in parts of Oslo where you have like these old buildings. We have like a word for it. It's bygård in Norwegian, where they like to use, and they've always like had like these strong colors. And they've continued that tradition, and I really like those old buildings, you know. I like to see some graffiti on them and like some decay, and they're always changing in that way. And sometimes they even change color. And yeah, I really like those old buildings, and I don't think that many photographers in Oslo really focus on them that much. So and you don't see that many street photographers in the same areas. So,
Oh, interesting.
yeah.
Oh, cool. So, and another thing that stood out to me from your image is that actually you're often in portrait format. And we often don't talk about that the format as much, which is a kind of an interesting thing, right? Where I think many photographers just use landscape because I think it's more convenient typically with the regular camera at least, right? And so, but I like that a lot. And so I'm just curious, just curious if you can tell me more about that maybe.
Yeah, I think it's it ended up that way because as I mentioned, I really like these buildings, the facades. So, and I think in many of my shots where you have like this colorful backdrop, the building, I think the building and that backdrop is just as much, it's just as important as the situation in front of the building that I'm photographing. So I think I want to give the background just as much attention because I like all the details around the windows, and as I mentioned, the graffiti and the decay, and like you can see into some of the windows, and I just like to focus on that as well. But I also, I gotta be honest, I think I started shooting in portrait mode just because that was the thing you were supposed to do when you started posting on Instagram. So yeah, so I think I was a little bit influenced by
Influenced by
that.
that too,
Yeah. But then I really I evolved it into my own style where I could like use the backdrop as well. Show more of it.
Yeah, that's very cool. And yet another thing, I noticed is you're using strong contrasts. I mean, not only color contrasts, of course, but also, light shadow contrasts. Of course, using sunny scenes and so forth. But what I'm curious about is maybe if you can tell me a little bit more about how you process your images. So kind of the creative process after you take the images.
So I do some I tweak my settings a bit on the Fuji I'm using, and I get some help from, so I don't have to do all the work in post. But of course I mostly do the contrast work in post, and at first I have like this process. It's kind of hard to explain, but I like work with the highlights and is it shadow tones, and the contrast in Lightroom to get like the contrast I want in Lightroom. I do some dodge and burn stuff there, and but most of the color work and the final tweaks I do in Photoshop. So I start in Lightroom, tweaking the highlights and shadows, and do some dodge and burn and clean it up a bit, and then I finish off working with the colors in Photoshop actually.
Oh, that's very interesting. And so you also described that you're often photographing candids, so candid photography, candid street photography. Can you just tell me a little bit more about your general approach to street photography? Are you, for example, are you always carrying a camera, or are you more like you're going out deliberately on now today I'm gonna do some street photography, or what's your process, I guess?
Probably both. Okay. I always bring a camera. I always have it in my backpack.
Okay.
And I try to use the time I have when I'm off to work or something. Maybe I leave half an hour before, maybe an hour before I start work, so I can get some time for work. And yep. I also, sure. maybe if the weather is really good, maybe I spend my lunch outside and also do some photography during my lunch break. And also after work. But I also have like dedicated days when I go out because, yeah, it's yep. it's nice to just be able to. Oh, don't sure. stress about work or yeah. having short on time. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, going back to when you're then taking a series of images, do you look at them right away, or do you tend to just go back and, you know, analyze them later and kind of think about, you know, which ones you like or which you don't like?
Yeah. I usually find like the scene first. So I think, oh, this is a really cool scene. You know, you get like the mm-hmm. cool building, you have the shadows, you have the thing that caught my interest. And yep. I usually stay there and okay. Wait until the right subject arrives or just okay. passes through my lens or whatever I wanted to do. And yeah. I stay there for as long as it takes, you know, until I'm happy with what I got. So to answer your question, yeah, I check the images to see yeah. if I like got what I needed to be got happy
it.
Though.
Mm. Got it. And then I often ask that on the podcast, but you already answered that. So it sounds like you actually would fall into the category of the fisherman.
Yeah.
So you're picking your scenes and kind of waiting until the right subject or the right situation happens, right?
Mm.
Yep.
But I will probably give it no more than like 15 minutes, 15, 20 minutes.
If yeah, I really like not it, hours.
No. But the parts of town I usually shoot in, I'm very familiar there, and I'm starting okay. to like to learn how the light works as well. So
sure.
If I see that nobody's coming here, I know about another location just around the corner maybe. Maybe I like go there and have a look and come back to the other location to see if something has changed or it's more busy.
And that's an interesting point, right? Like, because coming back to the same location, I think some people think, well, you shouldn't come back and, you know, it should always be new. But I think there's something to be said, and I'm curious about your thoughts about, you know, learning your location and learning how, as you just said, the light falls and all that. What are your thoughts about that?
I think with my kind of photography, it's a must, you know, because I'm really focused on the scene and not maybe like the documentary aspects that as many other street photographers have. They like to hunt, you know, walk around yep. and just discover yep. new things all the time. And that's yep. really cool, but it's not yep. really my style. I like to, like, if I find a location, I really want to do something there. And if it doesn't yep. work today, I'm going to come back tomorrow because it's probably on my way to work or something. So it's a place I will probably walk by many times. So
yeah, yeah.
I'll come back until I'm happy.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
So as a television director, I assume that you're focused on storytelling, right? I assume often, or, you know, whether it's a documentary story or other stories. Mm. Do you think, I mean, first of all, do you think that's true? But then also, do you think that that transcends your photography? Does that help with your photography the way, you know, that you work as a director?
It's a hard question, but I think a little bit, probably. Okay. Because I think from working as a post producer and working with a medium television that focuses on catching people's attention, you like get like a sense for what people like in a way. Mm-hmm. I think so. Mm-hmm. I think I easily know when I have something interesting in a way, you know, if I see like an interesting person or a scene,
yep.
maybe it's like some of my experience from my work that tells me that, yeah, this is something cool. This is interesting to watch. Or, yeah, I don't know. It's hard, but I just have some sense of it, at least.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Well, and I guess you're looking at, you know, you're working with a visual medium too, right? All the time. Mm. Obviously, you probably just, for you, maybe the seeing is easier in that sense, right? That you're seeing certain scenes.
Mm.
Maybe as well.
Yeah, for sure. And I also see, I have like a certain style, at least right now, and I've had it for a couple of years, but I know when I go out to shoot, I really know what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. I've like blocked out everything else. So I know what kind of stuff I like to shoot right now. I also think that I, over time, from having this type of style of photography, I'm getting better at seeing what's interesting about that style. Mm-hmm. If you understand what I mean.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's very interesting. And actually, I do have a question too on style. I want to first quickly touch on another thing that I noticed in your photography is a tendency towards minimalism. Not necessarily always, but I've seen, you know, a few more minimalistic photographs. So first of all, do you agree with that? And is that maybe something that you're thinking about in your photography?
Yeah, for sure. I think minimalism is really, really interesting. And I love to watch those shots that's heavily edited, you know, they removed parts of the building and just clean it up. Mm-hmm. A lot. I think that can be really beautiful to watch. So I've experimented with the same techniques, and I really enjoy it. But I don't want to do too much in that sense because I don't know. I don't know. So I like it, but yeah.
You wouldn't.
I don't feel
edit.
I'm like. Yeah, mastered it completely yet.
Right, but you wouldn't want to, if I understood you correctly, Morten, you wouldn't want to edit to a sense where that the image is no longer reality, I guess.
Yeah. Right. I have, of course, experimented with that as well. But yeah. Yeah, it's just the experimentations. I really want it to like be a real moment.
Yeah.
In a sense, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And so now getting to style. So the, you know, I asked you a few questions that really I thought relate to your style. Is style something, I mean, you mentioned it already, but I assume it's something you're thinking about. Or, is that something that you've obviously developed over time, but are you actively thinking about it, or is it just something that maybe more happened over time as you got more and more experienced?
Yeah, I think it's something that has evolved over time because I try to have like this. I have only one rule. I think everything should be okay. People should be able to shoot whatever they want, edit as much as they want, do whatever makes them happy. And that's my rule. It's to just do the stuff that makes me happy, you know?
Sure.
So what I like to do and what I enjoy when I'm out shooting. So that I try to follow that rule to shoot pictures I think it's fun to shoot or cool to shoot.
Yep.
So I think it's evolved over time on that background, you know, that I've tried doing other stuff, you know, I get influenced by other photographers and, oh, I want to try to do something like that. And I try it and mm-hmm. it doesn't feel like me and I don't get like the same joy from it, so
right.
I really try to just do what I think is fun and what yep. makes me happy, and that's how I ended up doing what I'm doing, I think.
Oh, that's awesome! That's awesome.
So that's also why many of my shots are very similar to each other because yep. I really enjoy shooting yep. colorful buildings with people walking.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that gives it, you know, it's interesting, right? Because that gives it a cohesion too, or coherence. Mm-hmm. I think which is, you know, when I look at your work on Instagram, you know, there's definitely a thread of, you know, whether it's blue skies and other colors kind of tying things together, and obviously the buildings and the shadows. So I think, you know, But I also agree it's maybe not something to overthink too much either, because, you know, it's not like, but it certainly, yeah, it's just something that stood out to me. So I was curious about, you know, about your thoughts on that and how that kind of evolved.
Yeah, and of course, I get influenced a lot by other photographers, and I also doubt what I'm doing sometimes. Am I doing too many similar shots? Should I try to do something else? Are people getting bored of my work? You know, I think all of these thoughts, but yep. I try not to focus on it and just do what I enjoy. And hopefully that will make me evolve over time to maybe a different style. You know, I won't be doing this for two more years. So hopefully I will try something else and it will evolve and turn into something new over time.
Yeah,
that's what I'm hoping now. I actually tried to shoot some black and white yesterday for the first time.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you about this because I don't know how far back I went, but I don't think I've seen any black and white. Is that true? Is it all color so far?
Yeah, it's all color. Okay. I got a couple of shots that kind of look like black and white, but actually not black and white.
Just very subdued colors. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
So that was fun, but it didn't go so well, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, there you go. So you talked about, you know, influences. Are there, you know, other photographers you're looking up to or just are influenced by? I mean, aside from, you know, just other, I know there are a lot of people on Instagram, of course, and you are on Instagram. Are there other photographers you're kind of, you would say you are influenced by?
Yeah. We have very different styles, but I'm really one of the first, because I also really enjoy doing night photography. I think that's very fun. And I have some of it on my Instagram, but I think it's very, very hard. I struggle a lot with it. So I don't have too many shots that I'm happy with. But I'm really inspired by Joshua Jackson.
Okay.
I think he is super talented, English. I believe he's English, at least. Lives in London. He has some really cool night photography shots that really inspired me into trying that.
Okay.
And also, I'm a super fan of Beware My Fuji, or Tom. I don't actually remember his last name, but his name is Tom. He's Beware My Fuji on Instagram, at least.
Okay.
So he's super talented. He has a lot of cool colors and great silhouette shots, and they also experiment a lot with multiple exposures and stuff like that.
Okay.
So it's very inspiring.
So more on the artistic side, or maybe more fine arts side. Okay, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, yeah.
If you haven't heard of him, you should definitely check him out. It's awesome.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, I'm not too much on Instagram, I gotta admit. I was on it, but I'm taking a pretty good hiatus right now. So,
yeah.
And I don't regret it, to be honest. But anyway, shifting gears a little bit. So COVID has been difficult for everybody. You know, it's been difficult economically, emotionally for people, maybe existentially. And has certainly transformed the world, but we are, you know, we have other challenges now with the war in Ukraine and so forth. And so I'm just curious how these more recent events have affected or influenced or changed your photography.
Yeah. So I started doing street photography, I think it was like early 2019. I started to take it serious.
Okay.
I started like a little bit in 2018, but 2019, beginning of 2019, I really got into it. And when the pandemic hit, like in March 2020, I was thinking about, oh, I want to travel. I want to go to London. I want to go to everywhere and shoot, you know.
Right.
But then the pandemic stopped all of that. So I had to focus on my hometown, Oslo.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was kind of a blessing for me, like street photography-wise, because I really got to know Oslo, and that was also the time during the pandemic I think I like evolved my style and really got interested in all of these colorful buildings in Oslo, and so I think it was street photography wise it was really good for me, because I I just found my style here and learned a lot from getting to know Oslo.
And so were you still able, you guys probably had lockdown and so forth, but were you still able to go on the streets, or was there a time you just couldn't even do that? Or
Yeah, there was maybe like a couple of months where you weren't able to really go out, but it wasn't illegal or anything. You could go out if you wanted to, but I think most people just stayed in.
just
But
stayed in.
yeah, but I took the subway downtown and walked around, even though
Understand. Yeah. Well, that's cool. That's cool.
And you got
Well,
excused by English.
oh no, not
if
at
it's
all.
bad
No, it's great.
sometimes.
No, it's not bad at all. No,
Okay,
it's
good.
great. It's very clear. Don't worry at all.
I don't usually speak English, you know, every day. So
Yeah. No, I understand. No, you're doing great. You're doing
Okay, good.
wonderful. Yeah, don't worry at all. So Morten, another question. So when you look back at your journey in street photography, and you know, I understand you've done it now a few years seriously. Is there anything, you know, you would do perhaps differently, or that you wished you would have maybe known when you started out?
Yeah, that's a good question. If there's something I would do differently, I wish I had like a style that wasn't that needed so much post-production or post-editing, because I use a lot of time in Photoshop, but mostly actually because I think it's fun. I think that's a big part of the process for me because I really enjoy it. But I can sometimes envy, you know, the photographers that like go out, shoot a really cool photo, and just
Just be
shares
done
it
with
with the
it.
world. And it looks really cool. I don't have that confidence yet, I think. I think I need to work with my photo in post first before I can share it. And that maybe that's because of my work, because that's how I work in television.
The whole editing right afterwards. Yeah, that
But if
makes
there's
sense.
something, if I would do differently, I can't really come or think of
Not really.
anything right now. No.
No, that's good. Well, that's good. That's
Yeah, I've only
that's
had
good
like
too.
it's been a really
So
fun journey so
it's
far.
a fun journey. That's very important. So then maybe a related question, for other, you know, for other photographers that are, maybe they're serious photographers but are just interested in street photography, what kind of advice would you give them when they're just starting out?
I would advise them to just go out and try to bring the camera with you at all times. Get used to having the camera close to you, and look up from your phone, put it in your pocket, and just look around you and take a lot of shoot a lot, because that's the only way you will find your style and find what you enjoy doing. And so go out. Shoot a lot and look at your photographs and try to think about what you enjoy. What did you enjoy from this session? And try to narrow in a path on the path, you know, and figure out what you like to do.
Oh, that's really good advice. Yeah, thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
So, well, we got through a lot of different topics, but I have a two more questions before we wrap up.
Yeah.
So you mentioned you're a Fuji photographer. What focal length do you like to use for your street photography work, or maybe use different ones?
At the moment I switch between the 35mm. I think that's on the X-T30 or that sensor that's
So
in those cameras, like a 50 or something,
that would be
55 maybe.
50 full frame.
And I also have the 56mm 1.2, and
Got it.
I mostly switch between those two at the moment. I like to use the 56 to get some distance, so people doesn't notice me, or if I like to really. And I also use that actually in some of my minimal photography. Yeah,
That's
because
what I,
it's much easier to carry.
I assumed that, but I was just curious if that's actually true. When I looking at your pictures, I felt like you're shooting longer, at least 50 or longer, but I was curious if that's indeed true.
Okay,
that's very cool, very cool. And so, thanks for sharing that as well. And so my last question, so where can people best find you online?
Probably Instagram.
Okay.
That's where I'm most active.
Okay.
I'm called Morten Clicks there as well. And I also use Twitter a lot, actually.
So the Instagram handle is morten.clicks, correct?
Morten.clicks. Yeah, that's correct.
And then Instagram, what's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle is, it's Morten Clicks, I think, only.
Okay.
Let me just check.
Without the dot.
Yeah, without the
got
dot,
it.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Just in case. Yeah, and we can link to that in the show notes.
Yeah,
and
I'm also on TikTok under the same handle if people want to check it out. But I post some similar content that I do on Instagram, but it's, reels of me out in
got
the streets
it.
Shooting
oh,
stuff.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Very cool. Yeah. Well, great. Well, Morten, I think that's kind of wraps it up from my end. So thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor. It's so cool that people want to talk to me about this stuff because I love it.
Wonderful. Well, thanks again.
Thanks.
This wraps up our episode with Morten Andresen, Norwegian street photographer. I hope you enjoyed it. As always, thanks so much for listening. If you want to support this podcast, please go to buymeacoffee.com/Daniel Sig, and all contributions would go directly to the production cost of this podcast. So this is always greatly appreciated as well. Thanks so much for listening again, and talk to you next time. Thank you.